The Good Health Guide on Talkabout. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores. Your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Now, a big hello to Deirdre Murphy, who's back at base in Tralee. How are you today, Deirdre?
I'm good, Deirdre. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I bet you wish you were out here in Ballybunion with us, don't you?
I do. I came in, there was no one here, only Pat holding the fort. So I'm in good hands, so all's good.
You are indeed, absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to talk a little bit this month about keeping healthy over the summer. I suppose we talk a lot about being healthy for the winter and building up our immune system and everything. But, you know, with the kids off school, it's important to get into a good routine and remain healthy for summer as well.
It is, absolutely, Deirdre. And I think, you know, when we think of summer, we all picture the same things, don't we? The long, long evenings, the sitting in the garden, having a cup of tea, eating outside, time to relax. We're going to slow down. And we've all these great plans to do all of that. And we spend months looking forward to it. But then summer arrives and somehow it becomes the busiest season of the year, the busiest 2 months of the year. You know, you're looking at the jobs that need to be done. The garden needs to be done. The shed needs to be cleaned out. The windows need to be watched, on and on. Children are off school. They need to be entertained. And we're literally, the energy that we've built up and that we've worked on for the 9 months beforehand is gone in 2 months, and people are absolutely exhausted by the end of the summer or halfway through the summer, you know, if there's children involved and trying to keep all of them happy, because people are working. Most people work during the summer, you know, so it's juggling. If there's children in the house, it's juggling, you know, sorting them out and keeping them entertained and doing all the things that we've just mentioned there. So it turns, for a lot of people, it turns out to be the busiest 2 months of the year for them.
This is it, absolutely. And what kind of queries are you seeing, or do you typically see in summer when people pop in for your advice to Horan's Health Stores?
So one thing that crops up every year, and this can happen, you know, literally a month into summer, but we'll always see it at the end of the summer, people coming in saying, I'm absolutely exhausted. You know, and we think we want to have all this energy during the summer. If we're lucky enough to have bright days and sunny days, we want energy because we want to go places, we want to do things, we want to visit people. If you're lucky enough, you want to go on holidays. And as I said, keeping kids entertained and get all the jobs done that we don't have maybe the motivation or the weather to do the rest of the year. But suddenly the energy is gone, you know. And I think a lot of the time, because the days are longer, we feel we have to fill every minute of it. You know, even if you're working, you come home from work, you come home in the winter, you might sit down for a couple of hours and relax. You come home in the summer and you feel, no, I'll get this done, I'll get that done. And suddenly it's 10 o'clock at night. So people, it always amazes me the amount of people that are just burnt out by the end of the summer. You know,
and what do you say to them, Deirdre?
Like, that definitely impacts on the enjoyment. It has to, you know. So I suppose that, like, we'd always look at, okay, why is this happening? You know, so it's very much like the person standing in front of you talking to them and asking them the questions. But, you know, it's usually because they've just, whatever energy they have, they've just used it. And if you think of the summer, for a lot of people, routine goes out the window. So, and that's fine. It should do. You know, we're meant to slow down. But, you know, maybe breakfast is a little bit later. We're going to bed much later. We're busier. We're exercising more. We're trying to get more done. But in actual fact, the truth is our bodies need and strive on routine and structure. And I think that's the same for adults and children, you know. So if the sleep, you know, suddenly you're only getting 6 or 7 hours sleep at night, if the weather's really warm like it was last week, sleep doesn't come easy. You know, you're not getting great sleep. If the diet is changing, so for the summer, you're not eating what you'd normally eat. You might be eating at different times. You're grabbing whatever food you can, you know, and you're on the go, you're out and about. So you're spending the weekends getting all these jobs done. So you look at why are you exhausted? What's going on? And sometimes for people as well, they might be really good with their health and looking after themselves during the winter and the autumn. But come the summer, they can take the eye off the ball a little bit. And again, that's okay. But you've got to keep some semblance of routine and of structure and of looking after yourself, you know. So there's things like, you know, I'd always say to people, these things that I'm going to say here, and it might sound obvious, but just ask yourself, am I actually doing them? So staying hydrated, you know, the sun doesn't have to be beaten down. you know, you're still, if you're more active, you're working more, you're doing more outside, stay hydrated. Getting enough sleep, even when it's tempting to stay outside until it gets dark and, you know, all of this. Again, make sure that you're keeping some bit of routine. And it can be difficult for people to sleep more in the summer. You know, if the kids are going to bed later, mom and dad or whoever are going to bed later, then, you know, there are things like your magnesium, your L-theanine, your valerian, all of these things. Because I always say to people, your sleep, the sleep you're getting tonight is tomorrow's energy. Now, that's the same any time of the year, but particularly for the summer, because our days and evenings are much busier and we pack more in. So sleep is even more important. Now, that's the same for children, and it can be difficult, you know, to get them to bed when it's bright outside. But like, overtired children never get sleepy. They get hyper and they get cranky and they get emotional. And that's hard then on the parents as well. So there's a, you know, there can be a lot of kind of stress and tension around summer as well. And it's just, all I'm saying is, like, at least if you're aware of it, you can take steps to address it. So the hydration, the sleep, eating proper meals, you know, just any bit of structure that you can hang on to, looking after your gut. Am I getting enough fibre? Am I getting enough good fats? You know, do I need a digestive enzyme, a probiotic, whatever it may be? You know, we all look after our skin. It's the first thing we always think. We always think when the sun comes out. But look after your energy and your own resilience just as much, because you're going to need it. You do not want to be going into the autumn and the winter absolutely exhausted. And that's what we see in the stores every single year. You know?
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, we have actually, Deirdre, a lot of people stopped me in the street after you were on with us last month, and you were talking about the electrolytes. Mm. And why it's a good idea to just put a few drops into a glass of water. I've been doing it myself as well and finding it great, I must say.
Good.
We've a question in from somebody about that. She is a woman in her 60s. She's using Oriel, or maybe it's pronounced Oriel, magnesium for sleep for a couple of months, finding it very good. She also started the electrolytes after hearing you last month. But her question is it okay to take both of these things, because she has to watch her salt intake due to high cholesterol and high blood pressure?
Yeah, so the cholesterol would be fine. The blood pressure, it would depend on whether her blood pressure was high, whether it was low, what she was on, what dose she was on. So that's definitely a discussion for her pharmacist at the very least, if, you know, her GP or her pharmacist. But the magnesium, the truth is, Deirdre, most of us are deficient in magnesium, because magnesium is one of those minerals. It is in the electrolytes as well, but it's one of those minerals that has so many uses in the body, and it just gets zapped. So it can, you know, it's your muscle relaxant, it's calming the nervous system, and that's why it helps people sleep. So there shouldn't be any issue with the magnesium. But again, I don't know what medication she's on, what strength she's on, but definitely just have a chat with the pharmacist about it. But even, you know, the magnesium should be no issue at all. You know, she's on the Oriel, that's just the brand. But any good magnesium, particularly the magnesium biglycinate, and I know we've mentioned that a few times over the past few months, is really, really good to just help you switch off at night and sleep. But particularly in the hot weather, you know, we sweat more, we're more active. The electrolytes are really, really important for something like that.
Yeah, the same lady wanted to ask you, she said you mentioned biglycinate, is it?
That's it. Yep.
So yeah. What is that, she says?
Yep, so it's basically magnesium. A standalone magnesium, but it's bound with glycine. So the two of them are in the one capsule, and it's just a different type of magnesium. So if somebody comes into us and they're looking for magnesium, because the majority of people now, if they're into natural health, will know how important magnesium is for so many different things. But like, we'd always say to them, what do you want the magnesium to do? So if somebody wants it for leg cramps, if they're doing a lot of exercise and they're cramping, if they're getting tension headaches, if it's period pains, or in most cases, if it's switching off at night, that determines really for us which magnesium we will give them. So if it's the sleep, the switching off at night and allowing you to go deep sleep, that is the magnesium biglycinate. So it's just the type of magnesium that's going to give you the best chance of getting your good night's sleep. So that's what biglycinate is.
Yes, yeah, since we mentioned that, a listener has a 17-year-old daughter who isn't working for the summer. I'm trying to read this now, but I'm trying to make sense of this. But she says she struggles to sleep. Would Deirdre have any idea what she could take, any mineral or vitamin?
Absolutely. And I think the thing, Deirdre, with supplements, whatever it is, the supplements, they sort of back up your own and support your own daily habits. So, for example, if that 17-year-old girl is going to bed at 12 or 1 o'clock at night, she's on her phone for another hour, she's, and I'm not assuming anything here, I'm just using it as an example, you know, then she's not getting up maybe till 11 or 12, the sugar levels, you know, she mightn't eat for a couple of hours, so the sugar levels are all over the place. Look at what the diet is. And again, if there's no routine, no structure, it's back to what I was saying earlier, that affects the whole, your energy and your stamina and your sort of, your mind for doing things, you know, your bit of, you know, just kind
get
of...
Get up and go.
Get up and go, absolutely. So I would look at all of those things as well. Now, I know, and you know, there's no point saying to a 17-year-old, don't go on your phone. That's not going to happen. But, you know, simple things like if she is on the phone at night, that's going to stimulate her brain. So when she falls asleep, the brain is still going. So look at the diet. Is she lacking? And is she, you know, is she getting her nutrients from her diet? If she is, that's great. But then you look at the gut health. Is her gut good? Because if her gut isn't good, she's not pulling in the nutrients from the good food. So then we look at something for the gut. If the diet isn't good, a very good multivitamin, something like the Terra Nova Life Drink, really good when it's a powder. So somebody who doesn't like capsules, it's really good to put it into a smoothie or into juice. And again, a bit of protein for her, make a smoothie in the morning. That can be her breakfast. So you, like for any of us, we have to tick the main boxes first rather than reaching for a supplement. And the supplements then will support anything that we can do. So, you know, is the sleep good? Is the nutrition good? How's my gut health? How's my stress levels? You know, am I overthinking things? Am I getting overwhelmed? Am I anxious? It sounds really complicated, but it's not. So if we can tick those sort of boxes and work on them, then things like the energy and the sleep and all of these things fall into place with the help of the supplements.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a break at this point, Deirdre, so stay with us. We've more questions for you and we can take a few more as well. We just to remind listeners, Deirdre Murphy from Horan's Health Stores is with us for her monthly health slot and her good health guide. So if you're having problems sleeping or with your diet or your general lifestyle and you could do with some common sense advice from Deirdre, why not send in a question on 083 300 300. Back after this break.
Talk About. The Good Health Guide on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Horan's Health Stores, your trusted local experts with 20 stores nationwide.
Now we are chatting to Deirdre Murphy, who's back at base in Tralee. We're here in Ballybunion in the Super Value car park. Deirdre, loads of questions flowing in for you. Okay. This one is from a 46-year-old lady.
So if she's stressed during the day, if she's anxious during the day, that's building up. So with the Prismag one, she takes 2 an hour before bed, roughly. Going into bed is too late. If you take it too early, it's gone because the body just uses it straight away. So the Prismag brand of the biglycinate, if she took 2 an hour before bed. But the beauty about that one is if she was having a day where she was feeling bit stressed, bit anxious, bit overthinking, sometimes there's no reason, it just is, that just is, it's how you feel, she could take another one during the day as well. So it's almost chipping away at it during the day and keeping the nervous system that little bit calmer. Because remember, it's not putting you to sleep, it's just calming the nervous system. So she could take one during the day, but the 2 an hour before bed are non-negotiable if you want a good night's sleep. Another thing she could do is stick to her 2 magnesium biglycinate an hour before bed. And then she could get something like the Macanta L-theanine, which is, I always think of it as your switch. It's a great one to take during the day. Doesn't make you drowsy, nothing like that. But, and it acts, everyone's different, about 20 minutes, half an hour, and it just calms. It's great for just calming the head if you're in a situation that's stressful or you're feeling a little bit anxious. So what she's doing that way, she's not allowing it to become this big monster that's waiting for her at night when she goes to bed. But you see, what's happening to her, if she's not going to bed till 12 or 1 o'clock, it's the overthinking is probably keeping her awake. She's not tired, you know, because she, most of us would be tired at 10, 11 o'clock, but she's almost on this adrenal energy. So the head is going, you know, the computer is firing. It's not slowing down, allowing her to unwind and get some sleep. So by doing that during the day, she's calming everything down. So that's probably a good, that would be a good mix for her, I would think.
Now, a listener wants you to talk a little bit, Deirdre, about, now I'm never sure how to pronounce this, is it turmeric or turmeric?
Either, and what it does,
and what it does for your joints.
Yeah. So in a word, what it is a natural anti-inflammatory. That's basically what it is. And I think when we talk about inflammation, most of us think joints, you know, inflammation in the joints, and that's fine. But remember, inflammation can be anywhere. Inflammation can be in your gut. You know, even a lot of the time, some of the research will tell us that certain types of anxiety and overthinking can be inflammation. You know, it can be anywhere in the body, but we always tend to think of joints. So what turmeric does, or turmeric, when you take it, it'll go where the inflammation is and it will help to reduce it. Now, there are certain contraindications, not many, but certain. So I would always say, you know, check with us before you take it. There's different strengths. So there's some are one a day, some are three or four a day. So you can reduce the dose if you want to. So it's always one that I would say, chat to us about first. Is it good? Yes, it's a really, really good anti-inflammatory, particularly if somebody wants to take an anti-inflammatory more long term. You don't want to be taking your pharmaceuticals long term. So the turmeric is a really good option.
Okay, I hear great things about it, and mm-hmm. particularly in the States, they're mad for turmeric and putting it in soup and putting it in everything.
Yeah.
This is from Teresa, who asks you, what does Deirdre think of magnesium verla for cramps?
No, haven't heard of it. I don't know, is verla the brand? Could be. Like, there's different types of magnesium. There's taurate, there's malate, there's glycinate, there's citrate, there's oxide. Haven't heard of verla, so I'm going to assume that's the brand. Could be wrong. So I can't really answer that because I don't know what strength it is. Is there fillers and binders in it? You'll find that in some of the magnesiums as well, which you don't want. You know, you want something as clean as possible and that only has magnesium. So that I don't know.
Okay, maybe she could always pop into you into one of the stores and,
absolutely.
And get more information.
Absolutely.
Texter says, is there anything in Horan's Health Shops that can help me with swollen ankles and foot discomfort during warm weather?
Yeah, and again, common one. There is, like, it depends what, that would depend now as well on, is the person on any medication, you know, for anything. Blood pressure, are they on medication for anything at all? But generally, like, it's really, really important to stay hydrated. That's the first thing. Because if you're not staying hydrated, the body will hold on to the water that it has. Because the body needs water. It needs so much more water than most of us give it. So if it's not getting water on a regular basis, and there's, you know, you don't have to get obsessed with litres and litres and litres. You just have to have a bottle next to you and you're sipping away. And again, like you said, maybe with your electrolytes in the very warm water, weather, but even just water. You could put berries into it, a bit of lemon if you're, you know, if you don't like drinking too much water. But the first thing there is hydration. You know, make sure that you're sipping. Because if you're not, the body will hold on to what it has. It depends as well. Sometimes if somebody's on their feet all day, that can, you know, that can result in the sort of swollen feet and holding on to the fluids. So again, something like, you know, soaking the feet at night just in a basin of warm water with some Epsom salts can work really well. But the first thing is make sure that you are hydrated and that you're pulling the water in, you're not weeing away everything you're drinking.
Yeah, exactly. We have a 34-year-old lady, Deirdre. She says over the years, her hair has gotten very thin. She's wondering, is there any good supplement that might help improve her hair? And also at night, she gets very bad restless legs. So there's two questions in one there.
There is. So, and sometimes they can be connected. At 34, you don't know where the hormones are. You know, it's quite young, but you don't know. Everybody's different. Every woman is different. So, you know, with the hair, there can be a lot of reasons. I would say the first thing is make sure your bloods are up to date. So things like your thyroid has been checked, your iron levels have been checked. Assuming they're right, and it's really important to get that done. Once they're checked off, I would say, right, look at, with the hair, you're looking at different things. You're looking at her diet. You're looking at stress. If the diet isn't great, and sometimes, like, there's no point us saying to people, you've got to improve your diet, because they're going to go out the door and they're going to go, well, that was a waste of time. So we have to come up with another answer for them that's going to help. So, like, I would let her hormones house her cycle. Are her cycle, is her cycle very heavy? Is it clotty? Is it regular? Rule all of that out. The one thing that's springing to mind there that would be really good for her would be the Power Greens capsules. It's literally capsules. It's got your spirulina, your wheatgrass, your chlorella, all of these things which nourish, they'll help the hair, of course, but they'll nourish her hormones, they'll build up her immune system. If she's stressed, they'll help with that. There's always a cause, so it's just to find the cause. And the only way you're going to find that, number one, rule out the bloods, and then number two, talk to us, because we'll know the questions to ask, to peel it back and get, because there's no point us giving her something if it's not going to help her. So I would really say to her, try and get into one of us, because that would be simple enough to put that right once we have the right information. But in the meantime, get the bloods done, and look, maybe take a good B complex, and look at the power green capsules, and possibly a fish oil would be really good as well for her, and look at the diet, of course.
Now, we've somebody else with a 17-year-old daughter having some difficulties. And this listener says, I give my 17-year-old NeuroBalance and Magnesium Salas liquid each morning and night, 10 milligrams each time. Is that okay? She always seems to be on high alert.
Yeah, that NeuroBalance, it's a liquid, tastes really nice, so it's a really good one for younger people as well. The NeuroBalance is really good because it's got the ashwagandha in it, which is an adaptogenic. So what does an adaptogenic do? It helps with stress, anxiety, overthinking. So that's a really, really good one. The magnesium is going to help at night. I would maybe give the NeuroBalance during the day and then the magnesium in the evening. But they're both kind of doing the same thing, but in different ways, if that makes sense. So absolutely no problem giving both of those. Like, she could every so often change it up a little bit and maybe switch to a good B complex. Could be complex, possibly. It depends how much stress, overthinking, how is it affecting her in any other way, you know, her energy, things like that. So, you know, again, there at 17, how are the hormones? But to answer the question, the two together are absolutely fine.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, we're going to have to let you go, Deirdre, because we're out of time. But just remind people, you're usually in the Manor West Shopping Centre, Horan's Health Store, aren't you?
I am indeed. We're there in the store and we have the clinic there as well, Monday to Thursday. So the clinic, for anyone who doesn't know, it's complimentary. I would suggest making an appointment because, you know, there's not always time. So ring us up, make an appointment, and I'll go through everything with you.